How are you doing tonight, George?
I'm doing great.
George, my name is Eli Whitaker, and I'm from St. George, Utah. I'm an excommunicated member, an elder of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, excommunicated. What happened?
Well, George, back in 1973, I was a member of the Church's senior leadership, the Quorum of the 70. Are you very familiar with the Church's hierarchy at all?
No, I'm not. And is this truth or trash, or is this just a story?
Truth or trash.
Okay, okay.
Member of the Quorum of the 70, which sits directly below the First Presidency. And I was in the Salt Lake Temple at the time. I was preparing myself in prayer and the required garments that we are all required for sacred temple ordinances en route to the Great Celestial Room in the northeast corner of the Salt Lake Temple. And I'll never forget this, George. It was about a half past 11 when the elders had all gathered and knelt in prayer in preparation for Elohim's arrival. Through the granite wall came a hand bearing a hat resembling that of a man of the mid to late 1800s, and shortly thereafter that another hand came through bearing three stones, which one of history would know them to be seer stones. And shortly thereafter that, the entire body of the church's founding prophet and president, Joseph Smith, appeared to all of us there in that celestial room.
Who was, I think, killed in Illinois, wasn't he?
He was killed in Illinois, in fact, and he was martyred in behalf of the church, and it was, I don't think my heart has beat a full beat since that day. It's still back there because in preparation for Elohim and to then be replaced by Joseph Smith was something that I, and I'm sure everyone there, will never forget. I took the story with me in such shock to the Salt Lake papers 2 to 3 days afterwards, after I had spoke with my wife, who's no longer with us. And after that, I was visited at my home by a few members of the church, and I was asked to leave the city of Salt Lake, and I've not returned since.
I am, because we're running out of time, at least for this portion, I am going to be the jury on this one. And I'm going to say that at least you believe this to be true.
You're very right.
There's no doubt. You would not have made up a story like that.
It's unbelievable.
Did other people believe you?
Belief is, it's very hard to describe. Some people, beliefs are covered by their fears. And they won't let their beliefs come through when their fears are suffocating them, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
And I think the people that I talk to that have been forced down a certain path, a line of thinking, so to speak, for their entire lives, would not open their minds up to the horizon of possibilities that this did happen.
Were you angry because you were excommunicated?
They say the truth will set you free, and it does set you free. I know what happened that day, and so does the other 69 core members that were there and the three members of the First Presidency.
And that's all that matters. Thanks for the story. Appreciate it. Yeah, I believe that to be true, at least based on what you feel, and that right now is the most important thing.